Modeled after the stand-down program used during the Vietnam War, the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans says it provides a safe retreat for vets returning from combat. At secure base camp areas, troops were able to take care of personal hygiene, get clean uniforms, enjoy warm meals, get medical and dental care, mail and receive letters, and enjoy the camaraderie of friends in a safe environment. The coalition also says stand down gives battle-weary soldiers the chance to renew their spirit, health, and overall sense of well-being. Fast forward to the present, VA medical centers across the country are using the stand down approach to help veterans find food, shelter, clothing, and health care. That includes assistance with VA and Social Security benefits.
Our veterans have done so much for us in our country, and for us to be able to have, you know, one day a year, it's not enough.
Veteran Matt Newman is a social worker at the Battle Creek VA Medical Center. He's going out into communities across Southwest Michigan to help veterans, especially those who are homeless.
We want to find people who are eligible for VA services that may not know it and get them enrolled in those services. And not least is really the community partnerships that we build, sharing resources, meeting new contacts. You know, somebody might not know about a service we offer, and if we can educate a community partner about that, they can avoid runaround for veterans and get them directly linked with the services that are available.
Newman, who's an Army Iraq War veteran, says his mission is personal, and that no veteran should ever be without a home or services they need.
We have a goal of ending homelessness among veterans. That's a big goal that the Secretary of the VA has put to us. And we've made quite a dent in that. But there are some that do choose to remain homeless, and they're harder ones to reach out to. Some of them, it's just they don't know the resources are available to them. And it takes more than just the VA to do this.
Each veteran stand-down program across the country has the same features. Veterans can walk in without an appointment, get a hot meal, clothing and supplies, and meet other veterans at a Salvation Army post or other designated community location. They can also meet with counselors from local employment offices, get vaccinations from county health facilities, and get their teeth checked by a dentist. All of this and a free haircut to boot. Veterans can also get referrals for substance abuse treatment and mental health counseling. Calhoun County Veterans Affairs Department Director and Marine Corps veteran Aaron Edelson says he's pleased to see many community organizations joining the fight.
We try to take a holistic approach, so we're not just providing a home, because that's not necessarily what the problem is. So it's veterans helping veterans along with the community partners.
With two deployments to Iraq under his belt, Edelson says he sympathizes with other veterans, knowing that seeking help from the VA can seem overwhelming when they're taught to simply tough it out.
There's a lot of ways to get into the system, a lot of places you can ask for help. You can go to the VA in Battle Creek, or conveniently you can come to the County Veteran Service Office, and we can help assist with any needs that regard veterans' benefits.
Stand Down for Veterans events are held annually at many locations throughout the country. Specific information can be found at www.va.gov. The next events scheduled in Michigan are in Detroit on October 7th and 8th, in Centerville October 9th, and in Battle Creek on October 30th. Veterans are encouraged to check the website frequently, as dates and locations can change. They can also contact their nearest VA medical facility or County Veterans Service Office, which can also be found on the VA website. For WMUK, I'm Jerry Malik.